just now, Pastor Albert already explained or talked about the Mothering Sunday. So for those who are new to the UK, you might find it interesting that we actually celebrate Mother's Day not in May, like the rest of the world, but in March.
那可能对英国这个文化不熟悉的一些朋友们，可能会觉得，哎，为什么母亲节不是在5月庆祝，而是在3月庆祝呢？
My message is not going to be about that.
啊，当然，我的讲道就不是专注在这一点。
You can look it up on the internet for yourself.
那关于英国母亲节的背景，大家可以在网上去看。
As I wait on God for a message to share with you, a precious passage from Proverbs 31 came to my mind.
当我在神面前等候去求他给我信息的时候，那在箴言31章一个宝贵的一段话就来到我的心里。
And I find it especially appropriate for this occasion.
那我觉得在这个时节庆呢，那特别是合适。
So let us turn open to our Bibles if you have it. I think it's very helpful if you have a Bible in front of you or like a whole chapter on your mobile apps because it's quite a long passage.
那如果大家手上有圣经，或者是手机上有圣经，那可能翻到这一处都有帮助了。大家可以打开。
So let's turn open to our main text, Proverbs 31, starting from verse 10 all the way to verse 31.
那我们打开箴言的31章，从第10节看到31节。
This is the epilogue, that means the final section of the entire book of Proverbs.
那这一章就是整本这个箴言的结尾部分。
So I invite Pastor Albert to please read in Chinese from verse 10 to 18, and then I'll carry on from verse 19.
那请阿伯牧师读10到18节，然后我会用英文读。第10节，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。她丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有益无损。她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。她好像商船从远方运粮来，未到黎明她就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将当做的工分给婢女。她想得田地，就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。她以能力束腰，使肩膀臂有力。她觉得所盈利的有利，她的灯中夜不灭。
And verse 20, it goes on to say, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for the household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And can Pastor Albert carry on reading in Chinese, please?
28节，她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她说：“才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯独敬畏雅伟的妇女必得称赞。愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。”
So a beautiful poem, if you notice, is actually in the form of what we call an acrostic poem. So I don't know how familiar you are with this literary form.
那这个是很美丽的一个诗啦。那其实它用一种的方式叫做藏头诗的这种的方式去写。
So what it means is that the poem actually starts with a particular alphabet for each line.
那藏头诗是怎么一回事呢？就是每一节都是的开头都是就是按字母的顺序去写出来的。
So this poem is actually one of the 13 alphabetical acrostic poems in the Bible.
那圣经里面有13首藏头诗啦，那这就是其中一首。
And each line begins with a successive letter in the Hebrew alphabet.
那每行诗每一个第一个词的 第一个字母呢，都是按希伯来字母的顺序去排列的。
And in English, we've got 26 alphabets, right?
在英文有26个字母。
So if we were to write a poem in this form, then we would have 26 verses beginning from the letter A all the way to the letter Z.
那如果用英文写这个长头诗啦，就会有26节，然后每一节就是从 A 到 Z 这里。
So does anyone know how many letters there are in the Hebrew alphabet?
那大家有没有知道在希伯来文有多少个字母呢？
Yeah, John is the fastest. I know you would know the answer. So there are 22 letters.
John 知道这个答案了，那就是22个字母。
So without having to count, we already know there are 22 verses in this particular poem.
那所以我们不需要数就知道这首诗就22节。
And using such an alphabetical arrangement is a helpful way of organizing and presenting important ideas and principles.
那藏头诗的这个作用就是可以去用这个字母啦，把一些重要的概念或者是教导去带出来。
And it also makes it more memorable, easier to memorize.
那使到读者可以更好的去记住它。
Not to mention, it's quite creative and fun from the writer's point of view.
那当然，从文学角度或者作者的角度来说，也是有趣的，也是挺美丽的。
So, we've just read in this long section about an exemplary woman playing multiple roles.
那刚才我们读这首诗，你会发现当中是谈到一个杰出的女士了。那她有不同的角色，
She's a mother,
她是一个母亲，
a wife,
一个妻子，
and even an entrepreneur, so to speak.
甚至是一个企业家。
So I think now you understand why I picked this passage to share with you today, because it's Mothering Sunday.
那相信大家都知道为什么我在母亲节会选这首这段经文和大家分享了。
So you could say that Proverbs 31, the section that we just read, is kind of like the equivalent to what in English we'd say the ABCs of an excellent wife or excellent mother.
那刚才我们读这个箴言31章这一段呢，那你可以说在英文或者在我们的认知里面，就是如何做一个娴熟的这个妻子的一个指南呢？
But does it mean that the gentleman here, you can fall asleep now because it has nothing to do with you?
那是不是我们当中的男士就说啊，那你就不管我的事了，就可以睡觉？
Please don't switch off just like that.
那请大家就不要下线。
No, actually, you would be surprised how much it relates to each and every one of us here.
如果你细心看呢，其实对我们每一个人来说都是非常有关联的。
I mean, I want you to have a think about how it may relate to you.
那请大家想一想，对你来说这首诗对你来说有什么样的关联呢？
Even if you're not married yet, you have no plan to get married, you are male, not a female. How does it relate to you?
即便是你还没有结婚，或者是不想结婚，或者你是一个男士了，那其实这首诗对你来说有怎样的意义呢？
So, this is a challenge for you to have a think, and we'll find out the answer as we go.
那就是向大家发出的一个挑战呢，大家可以放在心里面去想，我们接下来会一同来看。
So let us dive in and take a closer look at some of the qualities and characteristics demonstrated by this exemplary woman.
那接着我们就深入来看一看这段经文所描述这个杰出的女士她有怎样的素质。
From verse 10,
从第10节，
An excellent wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels.
有才德的妇人，第10节，谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
So in Chinese, you notice it's actually translated as pearls, or in some other translations, both in English and Chinese, as rubies. But in this particular translation, just jewels.
那不同翻译可能对这个宝石有不同的翻译啦，像中文和合本就是翻译成珍珠，新译本翻译成红宝石。
But I think you get the point. Just very, very precious stones, like things that are of great value.
那当然背后带出的就是说到是非常的有价值的。
But what makes her so precious? What makes her worth so much, even far more than these expensive jewelries that we can get?
但为什么这个女士就是这么的有价值，甚至超过这些的珠宝呢？
So from what we read, do you remember any points?
刚才我们读这个诗的时候呢，你有没有留意到它的一些特质？
That's why I said it's better if you have your Bible in front of you, then you can keep refer back to the actual passage.
那这也是刚才为什么说最好你手上有一本圣经了，你就可以反复的去看。
So the first point we'd like to share with you is that she's trustworthy.
那第一点，我们可以看到她的素质就是她是值得信赖的。
A quality really lacking in this day and age.
就是现在的社会上非常缺乏的一种素质。
Are you a trustworthy person?
你是否是一个值得信赖的人呢？
Can people count on you?
人们可以信任你吗？
So let's take a look at some verses 11 to 12.
我们来看第11到12节。
The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life.
她丈夫心里依靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有益无损。
I wonder how many husbands here can say that of their wives.
那我们当中的丈夫可以对你妻子这样说吗？
阿伟，好吗呀？
阿伟，可不可以对阿多这样说啊？
我知你会嘅，已经讲咗啦。I know he has even maybe already said that to his wife.
他可能早就说过了啊。
How about the other way around?
那反过来呢？
Can any of us wives say that about your husband?
那我们中间的妻子可以对你的丈夫同样说一样的话吗？
Here it portrays for us someone who's trustworthy, whether with finances, with her behavior, or with her speech.
那这里我们看到有一个人，这样的一个人呢，他是值得信赖的，不论是他的言行，还是他怎么处理他的资源跟这个金钱。
In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4, which is another chapter in this book, there is another instance where this exact phrase, an excellent wife or virtuous woman, is mentioned.
那在箴言的12章第4节，那同样的一个词组就是有才德的妇人再一次被提及。
So it says, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like rottenness in his bones.
箴言12章4节，有才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕，宜修的妇人如同丈夫谷中的朽烂。
So once again, question for husbands, is your wife to you the crown of your head, or does she bring shame like rottenness in your bones?
那再次问到我们当中的丈夫了，你觉得你的妻子啊，就是你的冠冕吗？还是好像你骨中的朽烂呢？
Maybe it can apply to your daughter, your mother, your sister.
那或者甚至是应用在你的母亲啊、你的姐妹身上。
But specifically, as wives, maybe we should really ask ourselves, do we do or say things that bless and build up our husband?
那特别想向我们当中的做妻子的去说，那你觉得你所说的话语是祝福你的丈夫呢？去建立他呢？
Or do our actions or reactions cause our husband shame?
又或者是你的言行，或者是你对丈夫的反应，使到你的丈夫蒙羞呢？
Do we easily criticize our husbands in front of other people?
我们是不是很容易在其他人面前去？
Peeping.
批评挑剔我们的丈夫呢？
Or even in front of our children.
又或者是在我们的孩子面前去挑剔我们丈夫？
Are we disrespectful, failing to honor our husbands as scripture instructs us?
我们是不是没有好像圣经教导我们的去给丈夫应有的尊重？
Or are we like this excellent wife described in Proverbs 31?
还是我们好像箴言31章这里所描述的这个才德的妇人。
Proverbs 31 goes on to talk a lot about what it means to be an excellent wife or woman of noble character.
那这一篇诗篇继续去谈到如何做一个有才的妇人，或者是一个杰出的妻子。
As we saw, among other things, she's trustworthy in all her behavior, including her speech.
那我们看到，他是值得信赖的，在他一切的言行，甚至他的言语上面，都是值得信赖的。
In verse 26, it says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness."
第26节那里说，他开口就发智慧，他舌上有仁慈的法则。
This leads us to the second characteristics of virtue of this woman. She's a woman of wisdom.
那这就带领我们来到这个妇人她第二个素质啦，就是她是一个有智慧的妇女。
With God as her guiding source, she has clarity on the decisions she makes.
因着她是被神所引导的，所以她在做决定的时候都能够看得清楚。
Decisions pertaining to how she lives her life or the words she chooses.
不论是她选择怎么样去过她的生命，或者是她选择说什么样的话，
And in relation to finances,
甚至在经营这个家。
we see the third characteristics that stands out to us. She is someone faithful and diligent.
那她是怎么经营这个家呢？我们就看到第三个素质，就是她是一个勤奋的妇女。
With both her finances and her responsibilities at home, she's always very hardworking, without grumbling.
不论是在家里的经济上来讲，或者是处理的家务呢，那她就是非常的勤奋，是没有这些的抱怨的话。
So, if we take a quick glance from verse 13 to 15, we will see description like she seeks for suitable material and willing to work with her hands.
那如果大家看一看13到15节啊，你就会发现有这样的形容，他寻找一些好的一些的材料啊，然后他用手去做工。
And she rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household.
那他在黎明的时候就起来将食物分给家里的人。
This really reminds me of Ado, actually. I know she's been doing this a lot in this past week when she's supposed to be having a break from work.
那也使我想起阿多姐妹啦，那这周她放假。不过他就是很早起来去做东西。
Yeah, why she makes all this food? Because she thinks of others' needs, like not just her family, but the elderly in our church and other people.
那他不但想着自己家里的需要啦，那他也想到教会这个家不同长者或者是有人的需要。
But let us keep looking how many boxes we tick in this long list.
那我们看看就是在这不同的数据中有多少是我们可以。共鸣的。
In verse 16, it talks about this woman who considers and eventually buys a field.
那第16节那里说，这个妇女她就去思想要买一个田地。
Yeah, so by considering is like making plan.
那这里说她想，那就是去思想、去计划。
And from her profits, she plants a vineyard.
那从得来的这个利益，她就用来去种植一个葡萄园。
And in verse 27, it goes on to say, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
那27节那里说，他观察家务并不吃闲饭。
She is not lazy, she doesn't waste any time or opportunity.
那他不是一个懒惰的人，他不会浪费任何的机会。
But don't confuse her diligence with busyness.
但是大家留意，不要把他的这个勤奋与这个忙乱去混为一谈。
Someone can be very, very busy and yet not productive, not fruitful.
那一个人可以非常的忙碌，但却没有任何的成效，
Especially spiritually speaking.
特别在属灵的层面。
So this lady, this woman, she utilizes her resources and is very productive in her work.
所以我们看到这个妇女，她是应用她的资源，在各方面都是非常的有成效的。
She has foresight and again, this willingness to work hard to prepare for the future.
那她是有远见有眼光的，那他也愿意为了将来去勤奋去预备。
Because she's so diligent and faithful with all her responsibilities, that frees her husband to be who God wants him to be.
那因为他在这些方面是这么的忠心，这么勤奋，那使到她的丈夫是能够放心的去成为神想他成为的人。
She's a good helper to her husband to help him be able to focus and do what God has called him to do.
那她对于她的丈夫来说是一个帮助者，使到丈夫可以去专注在神想他去专注的然后成为怎样的神想他成为的人。
So that the husband can also offer up God his best.
好，使到丈夫也可以向神献上他最好的。
In verse 23 is where we see this.
在23节，我们可以观察到这一点。
In 23, it says, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land."
23节，她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。
And now, as we move on, let's look at the fourth attribute we observe in this woman described as the excellent or virtuous wife.
那我们就来看第四点，这个才德妇人的素质，
She is a woman of courage and strength.
就是她是一个有勇气还有能力的妇人。
How do we see that?
我们从哪里可以看得到呢？
Actually, in verse 10, when this phrase, an excellent wife, actually comes from the Hebrew word kayil.
那其实，在第10节，这里有才德的妇人，才德这个字的希伯来原文呢，就是叫做凯伊欧。
Yep, so to be more exact, the excellent bit, or in other translations, such as noble character or virtuous, are all just translations of this same Hebrew word, kayil.
所以这个有才德这个词啦，或者是其他的翻译成杰出啊，或者是这个。非常sorry，
贤德。
贤德啊，这个字都是希伯来原文卡耶欧这个字。
Well, I'm not an expert in Hebrew, so my pronunciation may not be that great, but in terms of the meaning, we can all do some study ourselves.
那这个希伯来文当然我不是专家了，但不过我们可以去看圣经它的意思。
What many people don't realize is that the word kayil in Hebrew has a number of different meanings.
那许多人没有意识到这一点，就是这个卡伊欧这个希伯来文其实有不同层面的含义。
And it's used in many other places in scripture as well.
那在圣经的不同地方都是被用到。
Can you guess how many times
大家
in the
猜一猜
entire
有
scripture?
多少次出现在圣经里面？
Just have a guess.
就是大家可以随意猜。
Kyle, how many times does it appear in the Bible in various forms? 100? More.
差100，但是更多，
Wow, very close. A bit less than that, just over 300.
350，
Very good.
就是
It's a
差不多。
lot, isn't it? So there are actually many different senses of this word.
那其实出现了300多次啦，那不同地方有不同层面这个字的含义。
So elsewhere, the Hebrew word is used of physical valor in battle, for example.
在圣经的其他地方，当"凯右"这个字被用到的时候，是被描述到这个他一个人的勇猛跟英勇，
在
在战争当中是很英勇的。
So we can see this in Proverbs 31, verse 13 and 10, chapter 10, verse 7, for example, the words man of valor is this word, kayil.
那比如说，在箴言的31章13节，或者是10章7节，就是凯伊欧这个字去描述到大能的勇士。
But no, actually, I'm so sorry. I'm a bit confused. I'm so sorry. Wrong. Let me say that again. We can see that, for example, in Joshua. I think that is the reference I wanted. Yeah, I don't know why my script is a bit stuffed. So, Joshua 10:7. Yep, this is the one. So, for example, our dear Joshua, so you better pay attention. this Bible verse about the biblical the Joshua in the Old Testament, and at the end, man of valor is using this word kayil.
哦，刚才有一些口误啦，所以这个经文是来自约书亚记的10章7节，那里说约书亚和他一切兵丁大能的勇士，这个勇士这个啊、勇这个是卡伊欧这个字。
And we can look at another Bible passage, First Samuel chapter 2, verse 4.
另外一段经文在撒母耳记的2章4节。
First Samuel 2, 4, it says, "The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength."
撒母耳记上2章4节，勇士的弓都被折断，跌倒的人却以力量束腰。
Yep, so actually it should be highlighted the with as well. So together, these words make up the word kayil.
所以我们看到这是不同层面卡伊欧的含义。
And for the sake of time, we won't go into any more references, but just to show that There's much more to this description, a woman or a man of Caillou.
那我们就不会一去看这个字的出现了。我可以给大家一个概念，就是这个字的含义是广泛的，也是可以用在男士、女士上。
So this excellent wife or this woman of noble character, is definitely outstanding in her noble, what's the word? Sorry, a attributes and how virtuous she is. But actually, many are not aware that she's also a woman of great strength and valor.
那所以刚才我们一路看，就看到这个妇女是，很有高尚品格的。那可能，但是可能会忽略到啊，这个妇女其实她也是非常的勇敢，是有能力的一个人。
You know, when a person finds his worth or her worth in God and finds strength from him, that person then can be trained up to become a man or woman of Kail, a person of great strength.
大家知道吗？当一个人或者是一个妇女在神那里找到她在神那里的价值的时候，那神是可以去训练她成为一个英勇能够有勇气的一个大能的男人或者是女人了。
But where do you find your worth?
但是大家从哪里去寻到你的价值呢？
Many people have tried to define the Proverbs 31 woman as someone very virtuous by the things that she did.
那很多人看到箴言31章这个妇女的时候，就用她所行的去定义她是怎样的一个人。
Definitely, these show us something about her, something special, outstanding about her.
那她所做的当然去告诉我们她是一个很特别、很出众的一个妇女。
But these descriptions of her does not make the sum value of who she is in God's sight.
但是他所做的这些事情呢，总共加起来，却不能够代表他在神那里的价值。
In the same way, your value is rooted in much more than what you are not able to do or achieve.
那同样道理，就是你的价值是多过你能够做什么或者是你不能够做什么。
So, just now I said, how can this passage relate to men as well? Do you know that this description, here translated as the excellent woman, this word, the kail, the excellent, is also used in another book called the Book of Ruth.
那刚才问我们在座的男士就是这一个是跟你有什么关系呢？那其实这个才德妇人这个才德这个字呢，在另外一卷书在路德记也被用到。
How many of you have read the Book of Ruth before?
那我们当中有多少人读过路德记？
Not many. I would highly recommend you to take some time over a cup of coffee or tea and read it because it's very short, it's only four chapters.
那我鼓励还没有看过的各位去看一看啦，它不长，只有4章。
It's a real historical story, but it's so touching, so beautiful
那也是很美丽一个历史的一个记载。
about this woman who's so faithful to her mother-in-law. She's lost her husband, and yet she didn't want to leave her mother-in-law. And then how God amazingly works so that she finally got married to a nobleman, a relative of her mother-in-law.
那是谈到一个寡妇如何对她的她的岳母忠心跟随她去服侍她，然后最终经历神的帮助，找到一个就是
远房亲戚。
远房亲戚，也是一个就是好的一个丈夫。
Actually, I think it's the relative of the father-in-law. Yeah. But anyways, I will leave you to find out all the details. But what I want to share is that interestingly, this same description, this expression, was used not only to describe how virtuous, how faithful, how wonderful Ruth is. This same description, the Kail, is actually used to describe Boaz, the nobleman, the prominent man of noble character.
那这个才德妇人，这个才德卡伊欧这个字呢，不单单是用来形容路德，那也是用在波阿斯这个就是当时候这个贵尊贵的这个一个男士。 身上。
So you can find this in Ruth chapter 2, verse 1, when it's applied to Boaz, a man, okay? So man, wake up, don't fall asleep. And then in Ruth 3:11, it's to describe Ruth.
那请大男士要醒一醒啦！这个字也是用在男士啊，在波阿斯身上，就是路德记的2章1节。那在第3章也用到路德身上。
And in fact, if you read the story, you can see why he's described as such a noble man. He's so kind, so compassionate, so righteous.
那如果读路德记，就会看到为什么这个波阿斯被形容是有素质啊，一个高尚的一个人。
And in God's amazing working provision, in the end, after they got married, so Boaz and Ruth, and especially Boaz, he's actually included in both genealogies of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew and Luke.
那在神的智慧还有恩典当中呢，当路德还有波阿斯结婚以后呢，那也是出现在耶稣的家族这个
族谱。
族谱上面。
So now let us So if you do desire to become a man or a woman of such noble character like Boaz, or Ruth, or this virtuous woman, excellent wife in Proverbs 31, then yeah, let us keep seeking to be transformed by God to understand his heart more.
那如果你都是你的渴望要好像路德或者是波阿斯一样成为这样有才德的人呢，那其实是神可以去帮助我们，训练我们。
So let us look a bit more about this aspect of strength. In verse 17, it says, she girds herself with strength, and strengthens her arms.
那我们来看一看，看回这个关于力量或者是英勇这个字了。这个含义了。然后我们从第17节就说到，他以能力束腰，使膀臂有力。
Okay, so she's got strong arms. So actually, what it's saying is that this woman, she actually strengthens herself both physically and spiritually.
那这一节经文在说什么呢？其实我们看到这个妇人在身体的层面，还有在灵的层面，都去操练自己，使自己强壮。
How? Earlier, we learned that she's a very hardworking woman.
那她是如何做到的呢？之前我们看到她是一个勤奋的妇女。
And hard work makes one stronger.
那一个人勤奋的时候，就使到这个人可以强壮起来，
It toughens her up.
能够使她坚强。
And yet, she doesn't neglect herself.
那她不是去忽略自己的。
She's attentive to her physical well-being as well, even to her appearance.
那她对自己的身体的状况也是去照顾的，甚至她的这些容貌。
So we can see this in verse 22.
在22节可以看到这一点。
She makes bed coverings or tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple.
22节，他为自己制作绣花毯子，他的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
Do you know that purple, the color, is very rare back in those days? So these are really nice material that she's making her clothing with.
那古时候紫色的这个染料都是非常珍贵的啦，所以他是做了这个。为自己做了一个珍贵的衣服，
But compare that with verse 25.
但是对比一下第25节，
Here, what becomes her clothing?
那是在这里什么成为了她的衣服呢？
It's strength and dignity.
这里谈到是能力和威仪。
So you can see that she pays attention not only to the external, but also to her inner being.
所以大家留意她所去。关注的不单单是外表，也是他的内人。
She's attentive to both the inside and out.
那他对内在跟外在都是关注的。
Here it says she can rejoice and laugh at the days to come. Why?
那这里说到他对要来的日子可以微笑的去面对，为什么呢？
Not just because she has diligence and foresight and she plans wisely, so she's prepared for any potential problems.
那不单单是因为他勤奋有这个远见，也是很有智慧的去为将来去做各样有可能性的预备。
I think as a mom, as a wife, we tend to do some forward planning, right? But as we all know, there are so many things beyond our control.
作为母亲或者是一个妻子，我相信大家都会为将来去做一些预备，但是其实未来是充满未知数的。
So what makes this woman special is that she acknowledges, she understands that ultimately everything is from God.
那什么是令这个 这个妇人那么的特别呢？就是她已经明白，最终一切事情都在神的掌握当中。
She puts her trust in the one who holds tomorrow.
那她是乐意将信任去放在那位掌管明天的神那里。
And because she trusts God with tomorrow, she can have peace and strength for today.
正是因为她将未来去交在神的手里的时候呢，那她在今日就可以享受平安。
She's not easily shaken.
她不会很惊慌，受摇动。
And how do we know she loves and trusts God? We will come to that as we approach the end of this poem.
那这首诗的结尾的时候，我们可以看到他是如何，为什么说他是一个信赖神、信靠神的人。
So now we can see that whether it's a man or a woman who has Chayil or who is of Chayil, yeah, they are people with strength, and that's the way you can realize your full potential in God.
那刚才我们就看到，不论是男士或者是女士，如果你是一个有可以有这样子英勇猛素质的人呢，那就是可以神帮助你，可以达到你的这个所有的潜力。
But okay, that makes a really capable person that is maybe too far-fetched from our point of view. It seems like we can never live up to such standard. Don't know whether you've got such a feeling.
但是当你这样去看的时候，会不会觉得这个目标好像是遥不可及都是跟我沾不上边的呢？
Then the next virtue might speak to you.
但是下一个素质可能是向你说话。
The fifth virtue I notice is that she is a woman. If with generosity.
那这个妇人第五个素质就是她是一个慷慨的人。
In Proverbs 31, verse 20, it says,
箴言31:20那里说。
She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy.
他张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补穷乏人。
Yeah, we already saw how well she manages her household, but instead of being preoccupied with herself and her own immediate family, She is mindful of the needs of others.
我们看到他这个妇人在处理自己的家上面已经非常的得心应手，但是我们看到他并不是单单关注自己的家庭，也是去关注其他人的需要。
She is so generous. She actually notices those who are less fortunate and reach out to help them.
那他是非常的慷慨，也留意到那些需要帮助的人，也是很乐意去帮助他们。
So Remember, she worked diligently, very hard to acquire what she had, but she also is willing to freely give to whoever is in need.
那还记得他是非常勤奋去得到这些的回报，这些的收获，但是留意到他也是非常乐意去分享他白白所得来的。
No wonder this woman is later got praised by her children, by her husband, and I believe also by other people.
这也是为什么这个妇人能够得到丈夫她的儿女甚至其他人的称赞。
This brings to mind a scripture in the New Testament in Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
那也使我想起这个《使徒行传》在新约那里说20:35所说。
The Apostle Paul says, In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive.
使徒行传20:35，我凡事以身作则，你们必须照样辛劳扶助软弱的人，并且纪念主耶稣的话，施比受更为有福。
In turn, in verse 28, it tells us,
那在第28节那里说。
Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, so here, sorry, verse 28 is back in Proverbs 31. So that's why I want to show you how, because she's so willing to bless others through her kindness, her generosity, she in turn is the one who's blessed because she's willing to give rather than to receive.
那箴言31:28，我们就留意到那里说到他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他，那原因就是他是这样的慷慨，愿意去帮助有需要的人。
So she's blessed because it's more blessed to give than to receive.
那他是得到祝福的，因为刚才我们看到施比受更为有福。
We can see that with all her different virtues, she's earned both respect and praise.
所以我们看到，这个富人他在有这样不同的素质的时候，也是得到别人的尊重，还有称赞。
And notice it's praised by those who are closest to her.
那留意到，给他有表扬的，就是那些在他身边亲近的人。
Her children, her husband, these are people who get to observe her day in and day out, knowing her for who she really is.
这些亲近的人就是每天跟他生活，常常留意到他的言行他是怎么样的一个人。
So she cannot just fake it, puts on a nice mask or front to pretend she's very kind or spiritual.
那所以他是不是一个虚伪只是放上一个面具给人看到好的一面的这样子。
No, let us see what compliments her husband gives her.
我们看一看她丈夫是如何称赞她。
In verse 29, her husband gives her a shout out, saying, "Many women have done excellently, but you, my love, surpass them all."
29节，她的丈夫就这样子去称赞表扬她，说：“才德的女子很多，唯独你，我所亲爱的，超过一切。”
And once again, we might not have a wife or but it can be someone else, like maybe a mom, whether you can say that to your daughter, your son, Yeah, there are many people who do excellently, but you surpass them all for the reasons we just looked at.
那可能你还没有结婚呢，可能这句话可以应用在你认识那些属神的人身上，可能是你的母亲或者是你的女儿儿子这些。
So here, this woman of excellence is praised not because she's a really gifted, very good businesswoman.
那这里这个才德的女子受到称赞，并不是因着她是懂得一个很好的一个Sorry，
商人。
商人。
Just now, we saw how she was able to acquire a land and even make profit and then buy another vineyard. It's not just because she was able to bring financial gain to the family.
那他受到称赞，不单是因为他为家庭带来经济上的一些好处。
And here is she praised for how well she takes care of the home
又或者是他如何把家打理得很好。
and the generosity we just talked about.
又或者是他对人很慷慨。
Well, certainly all these are qualities that make her stand out.
那当然，这些他所行的都是使到他被看见是一个出众的女子。
But let's read on to what the writer of Proverbs conclude.
让我们继续去看这个箴言是怎么样去描述它怎么的结尾是怎么样。
In verse 30, it says, "Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears Yahweh is to be praised."
第30节那里说，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏雅伟的妇女必得称赞。
Who doesn't want some charm? Who doesn't want some beauty?
那谁不想要艳丽或者是这些美容呢？
But here it tells us the truth, the honest fact that. Yeah, charm and beauty, they have their worth, but they are only fleeting. They're temporary.
那这里我们看到一个事实，一个真理，就是艳丽跟美容，这些外表的艳丽跟美容都是虚假、虚浮的，有一天会离开，会
In
远
fact,
去。
yeah, here it says charm is deceitful. It can be deceptive.
那甚至这里说艳丽是虚假，可能可以欺哄你。
So, for those who are not yet married, looking to find your life partner at some point, do be. Take this advice, be careful. Don't think that, oh, I found my dream girl, or my prince charming, and that's the one that's going to be, right? Well, maybe not. Like, just find out, till you find out how that person really is.
那所以，我们当中还没有结婚，在将来想结婚有对象的，要留心这里的提醒啦，就是外表的虚荣、美容都有可能是虚假的，所以不要被骗了。
But the reverse. Might be something you want to seek after.
但是反过来说，真正的这些美容值得称赞的，反而是我们需要去追求的。
Here it talks about a woman or a man who fears Yahweh is to be praised.
那这里说到一个懂得敬畏雅伟的妇女或者是一个男士啦，那是必得称赞的。
This shows the devotion of the person to God.
那这里我们看得到一个人对神的这个献身跟奉献。
And that's why I mentioned to you before, we know that this woman is someone who trusts in God because she fears Yahweh. And this fear is, of course, a healthy, reverent fear.
这也是为什么刚才我们之前已经看到这个妇人，她是将来去交托在雅伟的神手中，因为她对神是敬畏的。那这个敬畏当然不是一种恐惧的感觉，是尊重尊敬神。
And for those who have read Proverbs before, what is the benefit of someone who fears Yahweh?
那如果有曾经读过箴言的，那敬畏雅伟会带来怎样的好的果效呢？
Beginning of wisdom. See, that's the virtue that we mentioned at the start too. No wonder this woman has, so much wisdom in her through the words she speaks, because she's someone who fears and honors Yahweh.
那敬畏雅伟就是智慧的开端呢，也是我们看到第一个这个父母的素质了，所以就难怪这个妇人是能够经历到神的祝福跟给她这么多宝贵的智慧。
So, all of her other virtuous qualities are founded on this very thing, her devotion to Yahweh, her love for Yahweh, her fear for Yahweh.
那所以这个妇人所有的素质呢，都是基于她对神有这样的献身跟委身，对神有敬畏。
So, yeah, hopefully, this beautiful verse, verse 30, would serve as a timeless reminder to all of us, a timeless truth. That of course we might be concerned about how we look, but yeah, this is not what should be the priority.
那希望30节都可以作为大家，去明白、经得起考验、长久不衰的一个
提
真
醒。
理啦。因为它提醒我们，
Yeah, 美容那些
美容这些都
对。
是会过去的。
So inner beauty is what lasts, and that is what makes us truly beautiful from inside out.
那内在的这个容美跟美丽才是能够长久持续下去的，那也是真正使到一个人在神的眼中是美丽的。
So that's why I said the reverse may be something we want to seek after, because if we are someone who fears Yahweh, we value what God values.
所以这个内在的这个美丽，反而是我们需要积极去追求的呀，使到我们能够有神想要我们的这些的价值观。
Then our inner being would be renewed day by day and becomes more and more beautiful.
当我们去敬畏神的时候，我们里面这个内在的素质可以被神来改变得越来越柔美。
So, having shared so much, I don't know whether you still feel that, oh, this is such an ideal picture, who can live up to that?
那分享了这么多，不知道大家心里面是不是还是觉得这个好像是一个遥不可及的目标？
It might seem like this beautiful life that Proverbs 31 this picks for us is all too good to be true.
那好像是箴言31章所描绘的这样的生命素质，好像是太美好了，就是跟我沾不上边。
But let us remember, this life that this woman built did not happen overnight, so neither will it happen overnight for us.
大家要留意这个才德的妇人，她所领受的，那所得到的，就不是她一夜就已经得到了，而是她付出努力去敬畏神慢慢所得到的。
And something quite interesting for you to think about as well. If you're familiar with the book of Proverbs, you'd notice wisdom is a frequently recurring theme throughout the book.
那还有一点有趣的需要大家留意，如果你熟悉箴言，就知道在箴言里面，智慧是一个重复出现的主题。
And in Proverbs 3, wisdom is personified.
在第三章，那智慧就是被拟人化了。
There are elsewhere that wisdom is personified, but especially in Proverbs 3:13, for example.
那在不同地方智慧也被拟人化，但是在箴言的3章13节。
Oh, sorry, from verse 13 onwards in Proverbs chapter 3.
哦，
这
就
是从
从第三章开始呢，
Yeah, 十三节开始。
十三节开始就可以看到智慧被拟人化。
And if you compare that description with what we just read today, you will find striking similarities.
如果去对比箴言三章，就是当智慧被拟人化的时候，你会发现跟今天我们读到箴言31章，这里描述这个妇人有很大的关联，很大的
How
相同。
similar? Let's take a look, chapter 3, verse 15.
那如何相关呢？我们可以
下
看
次。
相似呢，看箴言3章15节。
She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her.
智慧比红宝石更宝贵，你一切所喜爱的都不足以与智慧比较。
If you didn't read the whole context, you probably think it's a woman it's talking about, right? What we just read. It's exactly the same description, right?
那如果你没有看上文下理，还以为是在描述这31章那个才德的妇人。
And something very similar occurs in chapter 8, verse 11 as well. So you can take a look at home.
那同样在8章11节也是出现类似的说话，大家回去可以看。
So I wonder if all this make you wonder if Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31, is just a paradigm or model for women to teach them how to be an excellent wife of mother or mother.
那所以，如果去仔细去默想今天的经文，在箴言31章10到31节，那是不是单单只是在说一个有才德妇人她的事例一个范例呢而已呢？
Or is there more to it?
还是有更多？
After all, if we are honest and realistic, what it portrays for us here may seem quite out of reach for many of us at this stage.
如果我们只是单单去想是一个富人的一个范例呢，那我们去想的时候，可能真的对我们一些人来说是遥不可及的。
But if we think about it in the whole context of the book of Proverbs, and we understand what we just read is actually the epilogue of the concluding section of this book.
但是如果我们留意到箴言的上下文理的时候，会发现这一章就是整个箴言的这个结语了。
It appears that the striking similarities in the portrayal of the personified wisdom and the Prophet 31's portrait of this ideal woman seem to be suggesting something.
那如果留意到之前这个智慧曾经被拟人化，还有对比31章这里所描述的妇人，当你这样子去对比的时候，就会发现一些的线索。
Could it be that Proverbs 31, this ideal woman, so to speak, is a symbol of all that wisdom represents?
那有没有这个可能性，就是在箴言31章这里所说的才德这妇人，其实是所有智慧所包含的一个象征呢？
Could it be that today's text actually captures all the themes of wisdom that have been presented earlier in the book of Proverbs?
那会不会我们今天所看31章这个才德的妇人，其实是在整理之前所看过关于智慧的不同的层面？跟宝贵的素质。
Presenting it in a very vivid and practical way through this person, in her role as a mother, as a wife.
而是用一种象征性的手法，就是描绘出一个女士同样也是一个母亲，一个妇人她是怎样的有智慧。
Very tactfully arranged, and to remind us the importance of godly wisdom.
那非常精心的去被描绘出来，也是再一次提醒我们可以记得住，从神而来智慧是怎么样。
And as we said, this godly wisdom only comes from the fear of God as the beginning.
那刚才我们已经看到，这从神而来的智慧是唯独当我们懂得敬畏神的时候，我们才能够去领受的。
So I hope you'll be blessed by my sharing today. But just before we close, a bit of practical application now.
那希望今天的讲道可以祝福到大家，在结束之前有几个应用方面想和大家分享。
So whatever life circumstance you're at right now, whether you're married, divorced, or widowed, or single, I pray that something from this psalm, could be helpful to you in your relationship with God.
那不论你现在的处境是怎么样，是未婚、已婚，或者是已经离婚，或者是还在找伴侣，那希望 今天所说的这个信息呢，都可以帮助你跟神的关系上有所蒙福。
So if you are preparing to be one day become this excellent wife or husband, then maybe you should ask yourself, have I really been working towards being transformed and built up as a man or woman of God?
那如果大家有这样的一个目标，就是成为一个有才德的男士或者是女士了，那你是不是有这样的一个方向去
They get
被改变，被神来改变呢？
And are you behaving like a godly man or woman of God right now?
那你是不是有这样向神的敬畏跟敬虔能够去行事为人呢？
To the men especially, do you value what God values in a wife?
那特别是对于男士来说，你是不是也是看重那些神在这个才德夫人中身上所看重的素质呢？
Is it the inner qualities and virtues that you look for, or is it still the appearance?
那是不是你所关注的是内在这些的美好的素质，还是你只是关注在外在的事情？
But for our husbands especially, something very worth trying.
那对于丈夫来说，那有非常值得大家去尝试的一个应用。
So I read about a sharing from a retired rabbi, and so he once shared, each Sabbath evening, he would recite the poem in Proverbs 31 that we just learned to his wife, and so it begins, a good wife who can find, and then this he would then address his wife directly in the you statement. So maybe Pastor Albert, you can demonstrate.
那我看了一个，就是退休的拉比他所分享的，就是每个安息日他就会去背诵这个箴言31篇了。然后他背诵的时候，就是向他的妻子去说，然后把那个词变成是你了。那我觉得阿萨姆可以 示范一下，
Well, because of time, we'll do it at home.
可以在家里面先尝试一下。
And the rabbi actually even suggests, I mentioned it's actually in alphabetical order. So the rabbi speaking the Hebrew language, obviously he's reciting, all the way through the 22 letters, all the verses. But when it goes to that part, especially, at the end, the part where you surpass them all, right? You've done so well and you surpass, yeah. Then he suggests, look at your wife in her eyes and say that to her.
那这个拉比就说这个诗是按着字母去排的嘛，然后当你说到那个
So there are a lot of great
啊，就
women,
是很
who, yeah.
有猜的有什么
I think it's here. Yeah, sorry. We haven't yet
有猜
memorized.
的女子很多，唯独你唱过一切的时候，你说这句话是要看着你看着你妻子的眼睛去说。
So, husbands, try that, okay? This is your homework.
所以，丈夫们，这个就是你回家的作业啦。
So, saying, many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all.
要说才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Well, I'm not kidding. I think sometimes, for people who've been married for a long time, we do neglect to tell the other person, how much you appreciate that person, how much, God has used that person to. Bless you. So I think, yeah, you can do it either way. The wife can also say something to your husband, looking him in the eye and really, yeah, thanking him, thanking God for the blessing through this relationship.
当然我不是在开玩笑，而是其实对很多夫妻结婚多年以后呢，都会忽略了这一点去表达对对方的感激跟称赞了。可以是两方面的，可以丈夫对妻子说，也可以妻子对丈夫说，这样。
So, because he does that every Sabbath, so that means every week, at least there's once when it can become like a good practice for the married couple to praise their spouse.
那这个拉比是，就是安息日都做一次，所以每周至少一次啊。那对于我们来说，也是一个好的一个学习，去懂得去称赞你的这个配偶。
And finally, as husbands, we learned a lot about the wife, but for husbands, if you recall in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 28, we won't read it, but it talks about how Christ commanded the husbands to love their wives, just as Christ himself loved the church and gave himself for her. So, a very good application for husbands is also to come before God and see how you can help your wife to become this woman of excellence, this virtuous woman, if that is your wife's goal as well.
那对于丈夫来说，有一方面也是重要的，就是如果你记得在以弗所书的5章25节那里说，就如教会，就如基督爱教会为他舍命，使到他使到教会可以成为向神献上这个
无
无瑕
瑕
疵
疵。
的一个祭了。那如果你的妻子的目标是成为一个有才的妻子，那你也可以用这方面牺牲的爱去帮助他，可以达到目标。
So, as the head of a family, would you think of ways to lead your wife, your whole family, to be closer to God?
那作为这个家庭的头，作为丈夫的，你可以去思想怎样的制造怎样的机会跟实际上的安排，可以使到整个家庭包括你的妻子跟孩子都可以学习去敬畏神。
And at the same time, it's just as important for a man to work towards developing all these qualities that we learned today. Just as important for them to do that.
那对于男士来说，今天所看到这些数值也是非常重要的，也是需要去学习跟操练的。
And finally, as parents, hope we can, by God's grace, prepare our children to become one day, that excellent wife or excellent husband, if it is God's will for them to get married, or at least also teach them to value what is truly important in God's sight.
那对于父母来说，我们就有这样重要的责任去预备我们的女儿或者是儿子能够成为这样有才德的人呢？如果是神愿意他们将来结婚的，但无论如何都是去关注到神所珍惜、所看重的这些宝贵的素质。
Thank you, my good husband, for translating. Very good. So, yep, I mean it. 哦，刚刚谢谢我的丈夫这么辛苦帮我翻译。So, yeah, that's all I have prepared to share with you. And yeah, pray that you'll be blessed. And I really pray that you'll take time to read and reread these precious Proverbs and the Book of Ruth.
那这就是我预备去分享给大家的，愿天父使用去祝福各位。那请大家也去默想这个箴言31章我们所学习的，还有路德记。
So let us have a moment of quietness in prayer.
让我们安静祷告。
Our gracious Father, thank you so much for your word.
我们充满恩慈的天父，谢谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Thank you for your willingness to impart wisdom to the fool.
谢谢你这么乐意去将你的智慧这样全然的去给我们。
As long as we are willing to turn our hearts to you, to seek after you, to honor you, to fear you.
只要当我们将心能够转向你，去敬畏你，去寻求你，去尊崇你。
We pray that you will really transform our values, help us to become more and more like the excellent woman or man of God that you desire us to be.
求你帮助我们看到你所珍惜的这些素质的宝贵，好使到我们能够立志成为刚才我们看到这样有才德的妇人，或者是有才德的男士。
And we pray for our church or the churches in the world, to remember our role as the bride of the Lamb.
也求你帮助我们的教会，还有你在全球的教会都可以记住我们要成为羔羊的这个心腹。
So, yeah, the church is to become like the bride, and the bridegroom is our precious Lord Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ.
教会就是这个心腹我们的丈夫就是这个弥赛亚救主耶稣基督。
So every one of us has the responsibility to work towards becoming this virtuous woman.
所以我们每个人都有责任去努力去学习做一个有才德的这个妇人。
Yeah, so as a church, yeah, we can truly be made without blemish when we are presented to our bride.
直到教会 可以被你改变成为没有瑕疵，能够被呈现在这个新郎面前。
So thank you once again for your love for us and for granting us this time of fellowship worship.
我们再一次为了你对我们每一个人的爱献上感谢，谢谢你给我们有机会一起聚集，向你献上敬拜。
May you receive all our praise and honor.
愿你乐意去接纳我们向你所献上的尊崇跟赞美。阿门。